I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Utah's biggest newspaper is losing a third of its staff. As Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, it joins a growing pattern across the Mountain West, including Wyoming, Montana, and Colorado.
Back in 2016, a wealthy Utah family bought the Salt Lake Tribune. Now, the owner has shrunk the 90-person newsroom to just 56, citing waning ad revenue and dropping print circulation. Ken Doctor is a media analyst who runs the website Newsonomics. He told public radio station KUER on its Radio West show that billionaires can turn newspapers around. Take the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
They, too, were bought by a billionaire, a man named Glenn Taylor, the wealthiest man in Minnesota. Very parallel story. But he stayed the course. He modestly reinvested, and he put a new strategy into place. And they are making a success of it.
He says it takes a lot of patience and investment to turn a publication around, which the Salt Lake Tribune owners don't appear willing to give. Earlier this year, another newspaper owner cut staff at Wyoming's Casper Star Tribune and the Billings Gazette in Montana. The Denver Post recently laid off 30 people. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Pueblo City Council elected to designate a pair of retired power stations a local historic landmark. The decision came yesterday for Black Hills Power Stations 5 and 6 to prevent them from being demolished. The designation will help fund the redevelopment of the site. The redevelopment plan includes a space for hotel, restaurants, retail shops, and flexible green space for outdoor activities. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.